Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You have been good, haven't you? You've been handing out the Flirt Divert number this weekend. Put it in your phone if you don't have it already. Surprisingly, some people don't have the not very new number in their phone. It's been on for a while now, hasn't it? It's 0770 774 914.
Just off the top of your head.
Now I can do it now.
Yeah.
I have to write it down.
Yeah.
What's the number again?
0774 914.
Every time.
Oh, was that close?
No.
There is a 914 in there, isn't there?
914 at the end, yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
And there's an 0777 at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's just the middle I need to work on.
That's it, yeah. Okay, have a listen to this, lady.
Hello, darling, it's me. I'm off. I'll see you in about half an hour. I love you. Have fun. Bye-bye.
I see, that's the problem there.
Dear.
The I love you bit. That's why she's got to give him Flirt Divert number.
Yeah?
Listen.
Hello, darling, it's me. I'm off. I'll see you in about half an hour. I love you. Have fun. Bye-bye.
No, she won't be seeing him in half an hour.
No, at all.
I know I say I love you at the end of every phone conversation, but that's different. Do you think that's why I'm still single?
It could be.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the wrong thing to do.
Well, you're not looking in the right places.
Here's a classic case on Flirt Divert.
Johnny, it's guest. It's 1:30. Friday afternoon. Give me a ring as soon as you can, though. Bye.
Right, this happens a lot on Flirt Divert. They leave one message, and then 10 minutes later, leave a really abusive one.
Johnny, it's guest day. Bring me your... See you later.
As if that would help.
Yeah. Right, this is random.
Martin, it's Aidan. You were looking for a near-side rear lamp on a Ford Ranger. If you can give us a shout back. I think I've found one for you. Let me know. Cheers, bye.
He's never going to get his rear lamp, is he?
No.
Oh. Right, now, here's a real catch. Check him out.
Ah, that guy again. What was that text message about the other night that you sent? Get back to us as soon as you can. Hope you're there. Have a bit of pumping grind again. I got to go anyway. I'm going home now. I'll see you later, anyway.
Now, has he called the wrong person? Because, like, obviously, we don't send out texts from the Flirt Divert number, do we?
Oh, no, yeah.
Have a bit of pumping grind again.
Ew. Oh. And here's yet another catch that you met at the weekend.
I said it's Guy again. I mentioned last time. If you've got no money, it's all right. See you in the mailbank. There's a pint of lager with your name on it. See you later. Ta-da.
Four. And here's someone that...
That is all right. He's bought a pint of lager.
With her name on it.
Yeah.
Novel.
What more does a girl want?
And here's someone that really can't be asked to meet someone else.
Hi, man, it's me. I thought you were going to come and watch a bit of football. It'd be really nice if you did. And if you don't come soon, you'll miss it. So look out for Alfie's team. We're on pitch 5, if you happen to ask. Pitch 5. And they're doing quite well. So come along with that bloody dog. Okay, bye.
Radio 1. Now, we did this earlier, a little birthday surprise for Fern Cotton off of Radio 1 and ITV2's Extra Factor. Just a bit of a surprise for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I roped in Louis Walsh. Hi, Louis.
Hello.
You're
how
right?
Are you? I'm in Dublin.
How's it all going?
It's great. Really, really good. I've picked my artists for X Factor. I did my kind of home house today, judge's home, so I'm happy.
And the group is?
I'm not telling.
Oh, God.
Watch the show.
I do try and ask you every time.
Watch the show. I'm not telling anybody anything this year.
That's not like you, Louis.
I know. I might get the sack.
Not again. Now, you know it's Fern's birthday today, Fern Curtin off the Extra Fatter.
Yeah.
And Radio 1. We thought we could maybe surprise her with a little phone call from you.
Yeah, I'm going to ring her and ask her about making a charity record. And I'm going to say that I talked to Simon and he thinks it's a brilliant idea. And we'd love her to consider it. And I might even test her singing voice on the phone.
Oh, that is amazing.
Can she sing?
No.
Never stop the Spice Girls. You know?
Right, okay. Are we ready to give her a call then?
Yeah.
All right. Right, wait there.
Hello?
Fern?
I just got your message.
Yeah, no, I'm in Dublin and I got your number from Dermot last night.
Oh, and what's the exciting news?
No, everything is going great on the show. I mean, they'll tell you all about that. But listen, Simon has asked me to find a cute-looking girl singer to do a Christmas record, a charity record.
Right.
And I suggested you, and he said, yeah. He said, can she sing? And I said, I think she can.
No, I can't. I'm terrible.
Well, listen, it's a charity record. He's bringing it out on his label, Fern. You can't say no. We might sack you.
Oh, my God. What is it?
I'll tell you what the song is. It's an old Nancy Sinatra song. These boots are made for walking. You know, are you ready, Boots? The other one, start walking. The other one.
Oh, my God. I don't.
Try it.
Louis, I'm terrible.
Just sing a little bit.
No, I can't.
Try the chorus.
I couldn't do it. I'm awful.
Listen, neither can Jerry Halliwell. Doesn't matter.
Louis, I can't do it. Louis, I'm awful.
Well, you look
so
good.
No, but I'm just. I feel like a wally. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I feel like
you
a wally.
You could.
I couldn't do it,
Paris
Louis.
Paris Hilton made a record.
I couldn't sing it.
Paris Hilton made a record. Posh Spice made a record.
Oh, my God.
It's for charity. It's for Simon. You can't say no.
Louis, I couldn't do it. Louis, I could rap it, but I couldn't sing it. I'd be awful.
Well, could you even do a little bit of rapping for me? I just want to try out just a little bit.
Louis, this is not going to happen.
Why?
Because I can't do it.
No, Dermot gave me your phone number last night.
Yes, he
Simon
has.
Simon said, find me a cute girl that can sing. I thought of Danny, but, you know, we can't really go there. Not great at singing. You know? No, seriously. Would you even go into the studio? Pete Waterman is producing the record. He's worked with some really untalented people in the past.
Louis, you wouldn't even want to hear it. You wouldn't even want to go there.
Can you even do a little bit?
No. There's no singing in my world. It doesn't happen. No. No way. Well,
could you even do a little bit of rap? Even like a Christmas rap for me?
I really think that would probably be worse than the singing. It would be... It'd be
listen, you look good. Well, look, I mean, no, he's talking about it being a duet.
Right, with?
You know, I think possibly Dermot.
Right.
Or Vernon Kerr, one of those kind of, you know, pretty boy types.
Can Dermot sing?
No, but he's willing to do a rap.
He's willing to rap?
He's
right.
willing to do a rap. It's a charity record. You can't say no, Fern. Yeah.
If he's down to rap, I could be persuaded.
Brilliant. And, I mean, we could make a great fun video as well.
Okay.
Well, listen, I want you to think strongly about the record. You don't have to be a great singer. You just be a fun rap. I know you could do, like, a fun rap, a girly rap.
Okay, well, look, let me talk to Dermot and we'll sort something out, maybe.
Okay, listen, I think you and Dermot is a fantastic idea, though.
Okay, well, I'll talk to him.
Brilliant.
All right, Louis.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that is amazing.
Was that good?
Really good. Thank you so much.
When are you going to tell her?
We're gonna ring her now and break the bad news.
Okay, brilliant.
That is so good. Thank you, Louis.
Brilliant. Anytime.
Thank you.
Bye.
See you soon.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, earlier I was texting Louis to try and get him involved in today's show.
Yeah.
God, he can't text.
Why?
Well, he shouts. He does everything in capitals.
Right, he's one of those.
Yeah. I'm a mum.
Can't work out how to turn the capitals off on his phone.
He can't. I think he's got the caps lock on. He ain't switching it off. And also, instead of a space, he puts like 8 million dots.
That means he'll have pressed it twice, doesn't it? Doesn't it? I think
there's loads of them.
No, I don't
know. Mind you, with your youth speak.
Oh, here we go again.
That you send on text.
What is wrong with you? Why are you... You're so rude to people who send texts to you.
Lol.
I don't do lol.
You do
I don't do lol.
You do great, G-R-8.
Yeah, I do, because I can't do predictive text. How many times? What are you shaking in your head at, one that doesn't speak? Pillock. Anyhow, so I can't do predictive text, so what? I don't do LOL.
No, you'd actually, I've never got a LOL off you.
Or
a Ruffle.
Or, no.
Or a LeMayo.
No.
No.
That's because none of your texts have ever made me LOL. Or Ruffle.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So there's a tube strike in London tonight.
Yeah.
How are you going to get home?
Train, I think.
Oh,
I think
I might be able to get.
I think I can get the. I don't know. I think I can.
Mm.
Is my journey home of any interest, really?
Well, I'm just working out how I'm going to get home because
you get the tube every night, don't you?
Well, the options are taxi, but there won't be any taxis because it's London and everyone will be getting them.
Yeah. Your chauffeur.
Don't. Or I walk, which I don't really want to do.
Right.
Or I get the bus.
You're going to get a bus? Do you even know how to get a bus?
Right, well, here's the thing. I tried to get on a bus, right, about a month ago. And If I had a choice between a tube and a bus, I would take the bus because you can, like, see stuff.
Right.
Yeah?
Okay.
But it's really complicated.
It is.
Because, like, back in the day, right, you used to be able to get on a bus and you used to be able to pay the conductor 50p or whatever, and then...
The conductor? When did you last get on a bus? 1968?
Do they still go ding, ding, ding? Do they still do that?
Right, so you pay the conductor.
Oh,
right,
the driver, I mean. That's what I meant. And then you could just get on the bus, it's all fine.
Yeah.
I got on the bus, they told me that I had to go to a newsagent and buy a ticket or something. How complicated is that?
You have to buy a ticket.
Why can't you just get on and pay now?
I don't know. One of Moore's stories, one of my favourite Moore stories, rather, is when he had to get a night bus after a Gordon Ramsay party or something. Chris trying to get a night bus was just a hilarious image. Idea.
I did that once. There's always just someone drunk slobbering on you, isn't there?
So you do. So you're
not
going to
do me.
So you're not going to do the bus, then?
Well, it just seems a bit complicated to me.
Okay.
To be honest.
Mm.
I could do power walking home, maybe.
You're going to power walk?
Yeah. You see them a lot, don't you? There's old ladies and men in the sweatbands.
Yeah, power walking.
Particularly around bypasses, I find.
Do you?
They're always there.
All right, I don't...
Actually, I've just found this... I'm going to walk like this tonight home, right?
Right. That's ever so slightly camp.
I found a great video on YouTube, which I'd like you to watch now. I'm going to put this online in a minute, an amazing bit of power walking. Check it out. That's going to be me on the way home tonight.
Oh my god.
We're putting this up online for you on the Mills pages. Keep checking back at Radio 1 Online. Think I look good like that?
Oh, I feel you look.
Through the busy streets of London.
Please walk home like that tonight. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.